News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a leading Irish law firm has said there has been a significant increase in the number of reported sexual harassment issues in the workplace here. Head of Employment Law in Mason, Hayes and Curran is Melanie Crowley, and she joins me now on the line. Melanie, you're very welcome to the programme. As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, that there is no body essentially counting up this figure, but it's your experience where you're working and your colleagues in other firms that there has been a really big increase. Can you give us a sense of the scale of increase?
Morning, Kieran. Yes, I can. We have 23 lawyers on the employment team in Mason, Hayes and Curran. So I think we are a pretty good measure of what's going on in the market. Now, this isn't scientific, but it's a decent measure of what's going on in the market. And because when things become issues for employers, we tend to come across them on a daily basis. And certainly we have seen a very significant increase in the number of sexual harassment in the workplace type issues that we've been asked to advise on and get involved in over the course of the last, you know, year or two.
Yeah.
Particularly since the rise of the #MeToo movement. And I'm not sure whether that means there's been an increase in the number of sexual harassment related incidents at work or whether it's because there's been an increase in the number of people who feel comfortable reporting them or bringing them to their employer's attention or just tackling them and dealing with them rather than just kind of, oh, sure, they were drunk or that's just something I have to live with.
In terms of that increase, are they all kind of fresh complaints or is there a group of people coming up now with complaints of things that maybe happened, say, before Me Too kicked off, but they've kind of looked back now in retrospect and thought, you know what, I shouldn't have put up with that?
No, that's absolutely an issue. And I actually was in the US talking about this last month, and I was on a panel with a French lawyer and an English lawyer. And one of the things that we all were saying that the biggest difficulty at the moment is trying to deal with historical complaints. So people who are now bringing to the fore issues that happened several years ago and how you actually deal with those and how you even gather evidence around them. And that's an issue not just for us in Ireland. And look, there's been lots in the media about historical issues in Ireland that employers are trying to deal with now. But it's an issue for across every jurisdiction.
What about the nature of the type of things being complained about? Has that also changed with Me Too? That there was a certain type of behaviour that even though people knew it was wrong, it was maybe tolerated and less so now?
Absolutely. I think there's a much bigger awareness and a much bigger consciousness of what's appropriate in the workplace and what's not. And that becomes ever more evident in the current season. So in the run up to Christmas and Christmas holidays and Secret Santas at the office and all of that kind of stuff, I think people are much more conscious now of what they can and can't do or what they shouldn't do and what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate.
And from an employer's point of view, I assume, a lot of your clients, you have to be advising them, look, you've got to update HR processes and complaints processes to take into account that, I suppose, look, that the bar has changed, the bar has moved, and also that people maybe are more likely now to come forward and say, you know what, 5 years ago this thing happened, I didn't say it at the time, but it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, none of the legislation in this area is new. None of the law is new. We were at the forefront of this in Ireland when we implemented the equality legislation back in 1998.
Yeah.
And we've had codes of practice around since 2004 that say employers must have procedures in place for employees to make complaints, to raise issues informally or formally, depending on how they want to deal with it. And what I always say to clients and what we as a practice always say to clients is there's no point having a policy for dealing with harassment and sexual harassment and a procedure for dealing with complaints if it's in somebody's drawer somewhere or the employees don't know about it. And I think what it is incumbent on employers to do is make sure, first of all, that they have a procedure for an employee to raise an issue if they feel like they've been sexually harassed.
Yeah.
And that also that they have that procedure has been communicated And actually, the American tech companies are much better at this than most, because there's a Californian law that requires the tech companies to educate their managers around sexual harassment issues and how to deal with them at least once every 2 years. And that's something we do for lots of clients. But it's that kind of consciousness and awareness and training, because if there is an issue at work, at the Christmas party, it is a defence for employers to say that they took reasonable steps, that they had a procedure and that people knew about it.
All right. Well, look, on that note, Melanie Crowley, who's the head of employment law in Mason Hayes and Curran. Melanie, thanks a million for speaking to us.